Excuse me, I'm yawning. I hit record. Do you hear? I'll do my sound test first because yours is better. And here's my sound test. Yeah, that sounds right. Go ahead. Dude, that sounded so pretty. We didn't decide he's going to do an intro, so let's both do it. Can you give me some background? No, we'll work with Rex. Never mind. Good morning, everyone. It's 5:15 here in Seattle, Texas. 5:15 a.m. And I'm in the virtual studio with the new regional manager for Taco Bell of Scott County, Iowa.
Hello.
And this is a podcast. It's called Just Be Cousins. We're just, you know, we got up way too fucking early. And now we're gonna talk for an hour. So welcome to the podcast, and things might be a little bit different, and for that I apologize in advance. No, I don't. No. Fuck you. It's gonna be great. And if it isn't...
This is just butt cracking. Good morning. It's dark here.
It's dark here too, yeah. It's literally, let me do the math. 12 plus 4 is 16 hours earlier than we usually record.
I thought it would be a fun experiment.
I think, yeah, I mean, it's, it could work.
I just wanted to see if our brains worked at this time. Normally, I would be asleep.
I'm thinking you're thinking that our names. See, there you go. Our brains work at night. They don't. So, I think the best time for us to podcast would probably be like right before lunch, or during lunch. You know, because we're eating, we're awake, we're happy.
I think the time that we normally podcast, my brain barely works.
Yeah.
I make mention of that repeatedly.
I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe way early in the morning. Yeah. Like my brain hasn't warmed up yet. I'd like to make more excuses about my shitty brain.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Well, there's the lack of alcohol. That's one reason your brain doesn't do what I want it to do. Speaking of alcohol, though, we are recording. This is a few days after we normally record. But if I go ahead and get it posted today, it'll be about the same time I usually post it because I'm lazy. Anyway, the point I'm making is we did not record a few days ago. Somebody was celebrating because somebody got the job, right?
Yeah, so I'm still the second best Taco Bell manager at the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa, but they've made me concurrently. I am the regional manager.
Wait, you have to manage a store and be regional manager?
It's the only way they'd give me the job.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Actually, now that I think about it, that makes sense. Because you're so good with those millennials, they don't want to take you out of the store because who knows what kind of fuck job would jump in there and start abusing them. And, you know, now instead of making tacos, they're making codas and attacks and coats. I've been playing a lot of word
games.
Well,
they were like, congratulations, Bel Grande with cheese. Joe Neal.
Supreme.
Joe Neal. You are now regional manager if you choose to accept the position, except you must keep your other position, and here you will have a whole lot more to do in addition to what your current responsibilities. Yeah. And so you will have no more free time in your personal life. Would you like the job? And I was like, nah, fuck it.
Hey, can I say something? This is completely off topic, then we're going to go back to this. I'll write it down as well. Can you go back to, when you listen to this, go back to minute 4 minutes and 23 seconds, and whatever you said or I said, the WAV file looks just like a TIE fighter from Star Wars. Or the WAV file.
I will do that, and it will be interesting for me.
Okay. Anyway,
anybody else, any of our listener that can download this into a file where they can watch the WAV file, maybe they'll do that. Or maybe not.
Or hopefully not. So, anyway, I know this is selfish for me to say, Joe Neal, but as a person with additional responsibilities, how will this affect the podcast?
It will lower the quality of it.
Hmm.
Not the frequency of it.
Okay.
But the quality of it.
Well, when you say lower the quality,
it shouldn't affect the podcast at all.
Does that mean you're going to do? I mean, when you say lower the quality, are you merely suggesting that you'll be doing fewer bits, pre-recorded bits?
No, I will not be doing fewer recorded bits,
but I will be doing
recorded bits.
Yeah.
In the wee hours of the morning.
Okay.
And I will be sleeping less. And so when you hear a bit, it will be of lower quality. See how that works?
Yeah. I get it. And I think that that's probably an appropriate sacrifice. As somebody who runs the Taco Bell and runs the whole freaking county, the region, whatever they call it, you being a little bit sleep deprived is probably okay. I mean, you don't need your brain to be in tip-top shape to deal with the brains of the millennials who are making Taco Bell Grandes.
Baco Tel Grandes.
Maybe that's the name of today's show. I'll write that down.
Baco Tel Grandes Supreme, Chupreme with C's.
Hey, speaking of Grandes, I took notes this week. Because this is going to be a random show. So I took notes, and one of them has the word grande in it. You probably can't guess why or how, but I want to go through these.
It's about Mike Cock, isn't it?
It is about Mike. He's Mr. Ock. He's just so grande to me in so many emotional ways.
I thought his last name was Hawk. Michael Hawk?
Yeah, it's silent. The H is silent.
Anyway, Anyway, more about Mike Cock.
Later, yeah. Actually, there's a radio show here in Seattle, Texas, that has a personality whose name is Michael Hawk, and they make a lot of fun of that because, you know, in fact, the other day,
I thought we just made that up. Foolish of me to think we just made up the Mike Hawk joke, or you did, really? If you deserve credit, but you don't, because Michael Hawk already exists.
Yeah, and. I was telling somebody about the podcast at a gathering. I don't go to parties anymore, Joe. I go to gatherings. I was at a gathering.
That's really pretentious, man.
It is, yeah. Well, I am pretentious. I was at one of the, you know what? When we have gatherings in my house, we call it a salon.
Yeah, that's like pretentious and post-tentious.
Yeah, it's tentious.
It's currently tentious.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but when we have it at a coffee shop, we call it a coffee clutch.
Whew.
Yeah, but enough about my cock. At this gathering, somebody brought up the podcast, and I said, yeah, I do a podcast. They said, what's it like? And I said, oh, it's, you know, it's terrible. It's raunchy. It's disgusting. You should never listen to it. And they're like, oh, it's like...
you're really pimping the show lately.
They're like, yeah. They're like, oh, it's like that one show on the radio. And I go, yep. Mike Hawk.
So I got the show called Mike Hawk?
No, I think it's called The Men's Room or something. You know, because it's all guys and they make guy jokes. And there's one token hot babe, which confuses me.
There's urine and poop in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like The Men's jokes. Room.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, there's one hot babe that it's the token female voice, but I mean, it's radio. How do you know she's hot? But then again, she's got a nice voice, and why should hotness matter at all? I don't know. I've been watching a lot of stand-up comedians, a lot of female stand-up comedians, and I've brought this up before. Every single one of them is gorgeous. I mean, I don't care what she looks like. And she walks on the stage, I'm like, okay, person. Then she starts making jokes, and I'm like, oh, she's hot. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, we've discussed that. It's true that just something about funny person makes them more attractive immediately.
You know what I just noticed about my notes?
What's that?
Of them except for one is about women that I think are attractive. That's wow. I am a total perv. Okay.
Well, you talk about women a lot.
We do, yeah.
and their attractiveness are a lot.
Well, I think that
and you also talk about just their power. That's a theme.
Like one of my notes. Women.
Sometimes I don't know. It's the power that they seem to have over your psyche.
Yeah.
Even, which is fine. I mean, I relate to many of the things you say. Anyway, is that a theme throughout your notes?
Well, not the power thing, but there is a power. One of the notes is I noted Simone Biles triple double.
Tell us more about that.
So Simone Biles is an American gymnast. Okay, I didn't do a lot of research, so I'm assuming she's American. She pulled off one of the first triple doubles in gymnastics. And I guess that's one where they go running down the mat and then they do a flip that's three times along the X-axis and two times along the Y-axis. I think.
Oh.
I don't know. If there's a gymnast listening, you know, send me an email and tell me how stupid I am and wrong. But
that made perfect sense to me.
Okay. Well, I could be wrong about the axes there, but she pulled it off and, you know, that was just amazing. And then in that same week, Serena Williams announced her retirement. Right? And okay. I feel like Serena Williams' retirement should be bigger news. Because this is one of the most powerful athletes, like, of all time, who will no longer be contributing to her sport in the form of playing. I mean, I'm sure she's going to go into coaching and probably – I think she's got a fashion line, too, a clothing line. So, but anyway, I just was like, I wanted to talk about that. So there you go.
Well, Donald Trump probably tweeted about how he farted in somebody's face. Mm-hmm. And that made bigger news.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's really not get me started on Donald Trump. But yeah, I don't know. It's just something I wanted to bring up. So that was one of my notes. A couple powerful women there. And, you know, they're not gracing the cover of, who am I saying? Yes, they are. They'll grace the cover of any magazine they want because they're gorgeous in their power. Yeah.
I got distracted. Can you and the listener hear my dog barking?
Yeah. Well, that's early for JB Jesus barking Christ there.
Yeah, Jesus barking Christ. I think he might be barking at the sun.
You got a cock-a-doodle dog.
Noise.
It's awesome. I don't want to take up the whole show with my notes. I'll throw one more in, and then if we need to go back to these, we can. But the other one I want to mention that isn't female-related is I saw on Twitter, maybe. It could have been Reddit. I don't know. Somebody said that they're from now on going to refer to toilet paper as ass napkins.
Why?
I just thought it was cool. I mean, why would they do that?
Yeah. Why is there a need?
There's no need. Joe,
a change
Joe,
in lexicon there.
Joe, once a week for an hour, we show the world why. We show the world how things that don't need to happen happen. Right?
Yeah, you're right. How hypocritical of me. I need to embrace the
ass napkins.
Needlessness of I don't even know how to finish that sentence.
Well, okay, here. Speaking of useless, another one of my notes is, I actually wrote this down because there was an article on the internet about it, and here is the title, Meghan Markle Crosses Her Legs.
That's a headline?
Yeah.
Is that in The Onion? No, it couldn't be, because it's not funny.
I always forget what Meghan Markle's official title is, so I'm going to look it up real quick, but yeah, she's married to Prince Harry, And apparently it was significant that she, in public, crossed her legs instead of doing the Duchess lean. Let's see. Oh, she's the Duchess of Sussex. There we go.
You're telling me she didn't do the proper, like, royal curtsy and it made news?
She was sitting in a chair, and instead of putting her knees together and leaning them to the side, she put one leg over the other.
Okay, so I just realized why that's news on your feed, or like one of your feeds, isn't it? Like, Because this is how things work now. You don't. It's not like you went to CNN.com and at the top of the page. Well, maybe a CNN feed is also tailored. This is the thing. You often bring up royalty. Yeah. You often bring up legs, even.
Yeah, dude.
Or like how hot the royalty is.
I do.
You brought up what's her name? You bring up all the time. Sometimes I think you're obsessed with her. What's her name?
The Duchess of Cambridge. Yeah.
The Duchess of Cambridge. Yeah. So you've got a headline there in front of you at your computer that is about a woman crossing her legs, and the woman is she's a what is her title?
She's
royalty.
She's the Duchess of Sussex. Yeah.
The Duchess of Sussex. Okay. So I'm just thinking, this isn't real news, but it's news to Jason, and that's kind of how all news is filtered now.
I guess so, but here's the thing. You're absolutely right, Joe. This is not something that I should be jumping all over just because it's there. We should be looking at why it's there, or how it's there, rather. You're absolutely right. However, in my defense, you know how we're talking about Serena Williams retired, and it wasn't even a blip on the news radar? It wasn't as if this leg-crossing incident was just one news source that came to me. It's many, many, many different news sources that all came to me. You see what I'm getting at? I mean, this one news source, E! News wasn't the only one that covered it. Access Hollywood covered it. Fox News covered it. People covered it. Some weird-ass website called the Cheat Sheet covered it. So, you see what I'm getting at? It's like some gal sits down in a chair, very naturally crosses her legs so she can be comfortable, for Christ's sake, and it makes news. Was it on the show? Was it on the air last week, or was it afterwards that I read that headline to you that Kate Middleton wore shorts in public for the first time in 17 years, or whatever it was?
I don't know, man.
Why is this news? Yeah, I am a little bit obsessed with the royal families.
Don't change. I really think it's great.
Okay, well, everyone
that's where your mind goes. But I do find it a little disturbing, and I am convinced that this, because that's something you're interested in, all of your robots and all of the algorithms for all the news feeds that you pay attention to have funneled this information to you. So I think the technology has accommodated your strange fetish.
Okay, all right. You're probably right. Then tell me why the news feeds gave me this one. Dakota Johnson temporarily lost her tooth gap.
I don't know. You know, on one of our shows, we did talk about gap tooth choker glasses porn stars.
Yeah, we did. Maybe that's why.
Gap tooth choker glasses porn stars.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that I read that Dakota Johnson loses her tooth gap, and there was a full 3 seconds of radio silence. So it must have done something to your AM brain.
Well, we do have a big delay here.
Maybe.
But I also, I have a neurological delay too. But fair when enough. You said gap tooth, I had to. There was a lot of processing neurologically yet. So, but I'm just thinking. I think whenever you say anything in the proximity of one of these robots, your phone or your computer or whatever, I really do believe that it just hears you and then it tries to find things that might accommodate that. Maybe we said gap tooth enough times in a row where it's like, well, Jason is into the gap tooth thing, and
I'm not into the gap tooth thing. I'm indifferent. A person who has a gap between their front two teeth or not, I don't notice it. It doesn't make me go, ooh.
Yes, but the robot didn't understand. The robot heard gap tooth women over and over again and was like, let's throw some gap tooth at him.
All right. Maybe
that's what he's into.
Okay, so that's behind the
curtain. My understanding of technology is limited.
Well, no, I don't think you're incorrect here, but enough with the – I mean, okay, so that's how behind the curtain works. Now let's just talk about the fucking curtain. Why is it the fact that anybody's talking about Dakota Johnson's tooth gap at all? And I read the article. Apparently she has some device that, you know, in her mouth that keeps her from, I mean, it's not an uncommon thing. It's some sort of like jaw widener. and they had to take it out for some reason, and so her gap disappeared, and she doesn't like it, and no one else does either, and so they're going to put it back in, and I'm like, what?
Wait. Clarify this for me. So she has a gap tooth on purpose. She's put a fucking jaw widener in her face.
No, not on the... That's a side effect. That was not the purpose of it. She didn't wake up one day and go, you know, it's going to get me into 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I don't know. Starting way back with, like, Madonna, I felt like she had her... She had a gap put in her face.
She did?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm getting any of this right.
I think you're saying it's
for some other condition.
Yeah. And not an uncommon one.
Because of that, they took it out. They're like, oh, no more gap tooth. But then they had to put it back in, so gap tooth is back.
They're going to put it back in, apparently. I don't know. Look, these notes are really going downhill because who freaking cares?
I've got a couple of notes, too.
Okay, good. Let's shift to yours. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so this item says nightmarish Tootsie Rolls.
your note titles are way better than mine.
Well, when I opened the item, I don't have anything in here. but I know what this is.
Okay,
there was something I did want to bring up.
Okay,
do you remember? I think it was a commercial from the 80s or maybe the 90s. I think about it a lot. I might have even brought it up on the show before, but it's this commercial and it's a cartoon, and it's Tootsie Rolls are all I see. Whatever it is, I think I see.
I don't think you brought it up, but I know what you're talking about.
Tootsie Roll to me. Yeah. And I think it's like little kids walking around, and as if they're in a bad LSD trip.
Yeah.
Everything, cars, buildings, trees, animals, start turning into Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, the children seem delighted, but they also seem... that they're losing touch with reality. Now, look, these are cartoon kids. What do you expect?
Right.
The what sticks in my brain is that it seems like a terrible Tootsie Roll nightmare. I wonder, because the magic of the internet, can we YouTube that? Can we hear? Can you look that up for us? Can we hear the song?
I'm on it right now. Here we go. Oh, okay. Let's see if this happens.
And turn it up.
Let me turn this up. Yeah, so where I hit pause, there's a whale who has surfaced and turned into a Tootsie Roll, and he's spitting water out of his spout, and the spray spells Tootsie Roll, which would make me gouge up my eyes with a spoon if I saw that, yeah.
And it wouldn't make you want to eat a Tootsie Roll either.
No, it would make me want to call up the get the whale back into the water people. When, you know, whale beaches itself. I don't know who those people are.
Is there an association for
that? I think so. Isn't there? Anyway, no. So why did you think of this? What brought this into your brain, Joe?
Because... every once in a while, I almost have a joke to say.
I like where this is going.
Let me explain that. It's when I feel, when I see or notice that people seem obsessed with something, I want to tell a joke, but I don't know how to deliver it. I want to tell a joke about, well, it's like you're in a Tootsie Roll commercial, except it's all, you know, fill in the blank. So like for instance, this is weird. I went to the doctor the other day, and this nurse looked like he was sweating, and he looked completely worn out. And I'm like, man, have you been having a rough day? And actually, it was the day after 4th of July. Right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And this nurse was like, oh, man, I've just been doing so many drug tests, like so many urine tests today. And I'm like, why is that? And he's like, well, it's the day after 4th of July. So everybody that gets drug tested, even if it's quote unquote random drug testing, but the day after 4th of July, of course, everybody gets tested to see if they got drunk on or if they did drugs on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Okay.
and this is a stretch here, but I was like, yeah. I wanted to tell the Tootsie Roll joke to him. I was like, wow, it's like you're in a Tootsie Roll commercial, except it's a bunch of wieners peeing in cups.
So be honest, Joe. Be straight up honest now. Which vision would you rather have? Everything turns into Tootsie Rolls, or just everything looks like a wiener peeing into a cup?
Honestly, I'm going with Tootsie Rolls there.
Really? Okay.
Like, one is more nightmarish than the other. I'd rather be surrounded by Tootsie Rolls than wieners peeing in cups all over the place.
Here's
like,
my
you
concern.
Just saw that cartoon commercial. In your mind, replace all the Tootsie Rolls with big old dicks and
fair enough.
And cups. Big, fair, like, urinalysis cups.
You've got a good point there. Here's what I'm suggesting.
And, like, the rain turns into urine, and oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's disgusting. I agree with you 100%, but... You know, depending on your mood or disposition, if you look down at your hand and you see 5 Tootsie Rolls, you might pop one of those in your mouth and start chewing. Now, in reality, you're chewing your own finger off. Okay. But if I look down at my hand and I see 5 dicks peeing, nothing's going in my mouth. I'm sitting real still and just waiting for it to end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Again, I'd almost rather start chewing on my Tootsie Roll fingers than, like, if I was drinking a cup of coffee and suddenly my hand turned into a bundle of cocks that were peeing into my coffee cup that had turned into a urinalysis cup, mm-hmm. I'd lose my mind and never get it back.
Well, but maybe, okay, I hear you totally, but what about this notion? If you have enough presence of mind to slowly fade into Tootsie Rolls, you might be able to convince yourself that this is where you are. Everything makes sense because everything still has its shape, right? Or not its shape, but it's contextually accurate, you know. Oh, yeah, look, there's a Tootsie Roll dog taking a Tootsie Roll shit on a Tootsie Roll lawn. That makes sense. But I would think that if you saw a giant cock dog taking a giant cock shit on a giant cock lawn,
God,
your brain would go, yeah, something's up. Sit down. Don't move. Like, I think you could accept everything is chocolate before you could accept everything's cocks. I think.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know,
when I wrote down the note, nightmarish Tootsie Rolls, I didn't think we would come to this. But of course, here we are.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to be able to do it because of censorship rules, which is stupid and sucks. But I would love for the image for today's show to be a gigantic Tootsie Roll cock, but probably won't be able to get away with that. So I have to think of something else.
Well, everybody just hold that image in your mind.
Yeah, because that's clearly what's going on. I think that's a good one.
Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes an enormous cock taking a fucking pee-pee.
That's the first time I ever heard anything like that at this time in the day.
Or any other time.
That's absolutely right. Oh, boy. You got any other
notes? Did you have more notes?
I do.
I have one more.
Okay. We'll tell you what. I have more than one, so. Yours are better than mine.
Hit me with one. What else you got?
Okay. Okay. One of them is Brew Lucas is sad sometimes.
Okay. Here, I'm going to put some background music while you tell us about this note.
Okay. Hey, this background music, can you make it sort of Latin-ish? Or is that...
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Because Brew Lucas, I'm going to just go ahead and get started. Brew Lucas is... Everyone knows I'm a perv, so there's no point in trying to disguise this. She's some sort of, like, model, and I follow her on Instagram. And I don't know where I found out about her, but I also don't know what kind of life she's leading because she posts pictures every day. Every day. And they're always her in a bikini in some tropical place or some warm place, you know, whether it's... Carmen del Playa or Playa del Carmen rather, or, you know, Vegas or Costa Rica, and she's always in a bikini and she's, you know, got a stunning body, duh. And I don't know how she makes her money, if it's all through Instagram influencing or if all these pictures are outtakes from some kind of modeling thing. But like I said, every day she's in some exotic location. And she's got this big smile on her face, and she's dancing, and she's so happy. But here's the thing, it's one time on Instagram, she posted a picture that said, if you ever, something along the lines of it, it has a sign that said, if you ever go into a bathroom, cry for a while, then wash your face and come out like nothing happened, you're not alone. Like, she posted this, and I'm like, what? Are you sad? And it, I'm like, how can you be sad? Not that I'm holding it against you. I mean, you're allowed to be sad, obviously, but I'm like, if you're an absolute gorgeous person who gets to swim in tropical oceans every day, and also she, I guess, is pimping a lot of CBD oil. So I'm like, so clearly you're even chemically happy. It both made me sadder to think that even a person of that, even a person who's of that ilk gets sad, but then at the same time it's like, that makes me feel good because everybody gets sad. If I get sad, that's normal. It's Brew Lucas. She gets sad. So anyway, that's what it was. She's Brazilian. That's why I want to do the Latin music. So, okay. That's kind of a lame one. Sorry, Joe.
You know what? I don't know if it's lame or not, but I'll tell you what is lame. I can't just pick up a guitar and start playing background music to one of your little stories. Because I cannot pay attention to you, especially at this time at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
So I'm not even really sure what you said. And then I realized, well, I should put the guitar down so I could listen to what he says, and then maybe we can have a discussion about it.
Trust me.
By then it was too late. I barely even know what the hell you were talking about.
Trust me, it was definitely not worth talking about. We should move on.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to throw this one at you, and then we're going to do one of yours, okay?
Okay.
The guy who directed Faces of Death is dead.
I thought he died a long time ago.
Well, it came up on my newsfeed just recently, so maybe it needed to work its way through all the, royalty, leg, supermodel sadness.
I feel like, okay, this is weird, but do you have a picture of the guy?
I saw one when I found the news article. I could find it again. I don't know how that's going to come through on our audio, but I can look it up.
Well, here's a couple things about Faces of Death. One, I can envision the guy. When I was like a preteen, I was obsessed with trying to watch Faces of Death. Not okay. Because I'm like a malignant sociopath, fascinated with, morbid material or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it was natural curiosity. I was trying to get a hold of that VHS. I think my dad can attest to this. Maybe he was a little concerned. Eventually, I did get to watch Faces of Death. It was a little bit traumatizing at that age.
Yeah.
But my curiosity was kind of wasn't sated. I don't know. But I was like, okay, I'm not interested in that. Like, I don't need to watch somebody die. That was terrible. Mm. That's one thing. So that's my experience with Faces of Death. The dude that directed Faces of Death was also, I think, like the – he like MC'd production. So you always saw him, and he was always saying morbid shit. And I have this memory of him looking like – almost like a mix between like Jeff Lynne from ELO and like Gandalf.
Oh, no. That's a different dude. Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I thought that dude died a long time ago because I thought in Faces of Death like 5, this is just – I didn't see Faces of Death 5, but I remember seeing it or reading it somewhere that the guy that narrated Faces of Death died, and they cremated him as a featured segment in one of the later Faces of Deaths.
Now that would be
awesome. Is all of this false memory? I don't know if any of this is true.
The director does not, I mean, not in this picture, maybe he shaved his face, but in this picture he looks like a combination of he looks sort
does
of
does he
familiar.
Have cheesy sunglasses on?
No, this one he looks like a director, but anyway, let me just do the quick googly thing with the voice guy.
Yeah, I'd like to, if you can get any sort of like Wikipedia or so, I'm interested now in that dude. I to be honest,
yeah.
I don't care about the director. I care
about
the
weird. I just thought it was ironic. That's all.
Jeff Gandalf Lynne guy.
I think his name is Michael Carr.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay. okay, this website is called Bloody Disgusting, and it says director John Alan Schwartz has passed away, but on Wikipedia it says directed by Conan Le Cillier. I wonder if that's a pseudonym. I could read this, but I don't want to.
Balls!
Oh, you trying to make it, trying to make this funny again? I like that.
The safe words are obscenities. Remember, feel like it's getting boring, I was hitting the boring alarm.
I hear you. Okay, I'm gonna keep going though.
That's not fair. I told you to do this, and then it yielded nothing, and then I started screaming balls at you.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. I did Michael Carr, Faces of Death, and I'm gonna do YouTube, and maybe we could hear a little bit of him on the show. Oh, look, here's the trailer. Okay, that's weird. It's too loud. Ugh. Why are they? What's with the background buzz? Is that a VHS thing?
Or is it supposed to be an eerie noise?
Can you hear that voice?
Now turn it up again.
There is no way to predict when you will become one of them.
Okay, that's just. Yeah.
For the first time in cinema history.
Yeah, that's him. For the first time in cinema history. That guy's name is Michael Carr, I think.
And he died long ago. Am I right?
We
just don't know.
We don't know. He doesn't have an entry on Wikipedia, so maybe he did. I could look that up too, but that's boring. You read one of your notes, and I will try to multitask, and I'll come back, because you're right. This is getting rapidly. Who cares?
Well, I wanted to tell a story about Giovanni Filthy Balls. Giovanni Butt Boy. You call him something different every time.
Giovanni Baby Snout. Yeah.
His real name is Giovanni Giorgio, or Superfan Giovanni. There's some interesting developments there.
Oh, now, okay, yeah.
Long ago, near the beginning of the show, Superfan Giovanni. This guy is like the archivist for Loveline.
Yeah.
So he finds all the old love lines and he presents them on a podcast that has a shit ton of listeners. He's also just the archivist for all things Adam Carolla, prominently the Adam Carolla Show, which is a very popular podcast.
Yeah.
And he has his own show called Pod Gods, where he kind of reviews podcasts and other things, TV shows and stuff like that with his podcasting partner. And he did review the Just Because It's podcast. It was lukewarm. He had some positive things to say. He had some criticisms.
And his criticisms and his partner's criticism were all accurate and drove me to purchase this microphone, this Yeti. So, good on them for that.
Yeah, and, I put their review with Benny Hill music behind it, and we presented it on the podcast. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do. Oh, and this is what Shags said.
Shags was with us,
and she said
she had had a couple of drinks, and we got a good Shags drop because her response to their review was really funny.
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And she was disappointed because she's a fan of our podcast. That's easy. Yeah. She's on the podcast.
And we are fans of Shags. We're Shag fans. Eh, fuck it. We're Shan fags.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so this guy, I ended up being, kind of instant messaging him and over the years. And he told me some good things later on about the podcast.
Okay, that's
he never
nice.
Put it in his review. Well, he said some nice things about us. But he said, that our content is good and we should keep it up and all that.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of good stuff. He has landed the job now where he does this show called Carolla Classics.
Oh.
And every Saturday, it's presented as one of the Saturday show of the Adam Carolla podcast. So he's basically the host once a week for the Adam Carolla podcast, which has millions and millions of fucking listeners, right?
Yeah.
When Adam is on vacation, Giovanni hosts a best of show the whole time that Adam's on vacation. So he's kind of like a substitute host for the show. It's kind of a big deal. I don't know how much he gets paid. I don't know, but I was proud of him. I'm like, wow, he's
not only
is he the official archivist for that show, but now he gets to kind of host it. And so the Classics show, this is going on way too long. Check it out. The Corolla Classics show, he gets ideas for clips to play from the Adam Carolla fans, right?
Okay, yeah.
Well, so I was instant messaging him, and I remembered this really funny bit that on the Adam Carolla show that happened years ago. And I instant messaged Giovanni, and I tried to explain the clip. And he responded and said, oh, I'm going to look for that clip and put it on the show.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And, wow, this payoff is like nothing.
We'll just add something to it. If the payoff is nothing, add ninjas and boobs to it. Ninjas
well,
with
I'm
big
just
going to
say it's good for the show because when he plays a clip chosen by somebody out there, he pimps whatever they're doing. And,
okay.
And he knows me as Joe from the Just Because It's podcast.
Yeah.
So he's going to mention our show on the Adam Carolla podcast, which is cool. He has mentioned our show before, like on the Classic Loveline podcast.
Really?
And of course, yeah. Yeah.
Well, then I almost, but not quite, regret calling him, you know, Giovanni Baby Lips all these times.
Yeah. I like that you've never repeated yourself.
Well, because
I can't
remember.
Can you come up with a few more Giovannis for me just to end this off?
Yeah, sure. So are you telling me that Giovanni Prinzel... Giovanni Pretzel Ears, that's not a good one, is going to mention our show?
That's great. It's very likely that he'll be mentioning our show. It's the best ad, way better than any ad that we've ever done. We're probably going to be – the name of the podcast will be known to millions of listeners.
That's pretty hardcore. So, hey, if you happen to be listening to this episode, Giovanni Nostril Rape, I – respect. Sincerely, I'm not just saying that because it's, you know, funny or anything. Sincerely, thank you. We appreciate it. And we're going to continue to make fun of your name because, okay, I'm going to be real honest with you, Joe. Honestly, the reason why I always say, you know, like, you know, Giovanni Baby Shoes or whatever is because not in Seattle, Texas, but in Seattle, Washington, there's an artist named Casper Baby Pants. And I don't know why the rhythm of that name sounds the same to me as Giovanni Baby, you know, socks or whatever. So that's why I keep doing it, because I just like the rhythm of it. But
You used to make fun of his name with something before Giovanni, because, you know, his nickname is Superfan.
Oh, that's right.
Johnny.
I used to.
I keep saying Vio Johnny.
That's because it's not even 6 yet a.m.
Yeah.
For us.
Well, you used to say, like, Tiny Cock Giovanni or, like...
Oh, is that how I used to do it? Oh, okay.
You know, Stinky Fart Giovanni, but now... You moved it to behind his name, which I think is even funnier.
You know, there's a comedian. I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to anyway. It was a comedian named Bill Burr. You've probably heard of him. And I find him very funny despite my not wanting to, because he's one of those edgy comics, you know. And I think his social commentary is spot on. He really pushes the PC line to the side. But he said some bad things about my hometown once, so I don't want to like him. But he's funny. Anyway, he tells this joke about how when black people are going to talk about someone, they put the word motherfucker after their race, so that doesn't sound bad. And he tells the joke about how this guy goes, hey, so this Asian motherfucker comes walking into the store, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Right? And he says, but white guys, they screw up because they put it before... the race, and that's why they sound racist. He'll say, yeah, this fucking Asian, and whoa, hey, slow down, that's right. Anyway, so that's
that
kind of
spot on. Oh my god. Yeah,
so that's kind of what's going on with Giovanni. I moved from the racist saying, you know, super dump Giovanni.
I see.
To,
you're trying to make it less offensive by moving it to the back.
Yeah that's kind of, and probably what I'll eventually do is evolve to both, you know. I'll probably say something like, you know, Supercar Giovanni Baby House or something. And that'll be that. Anyway.
Well,
hey,
I will always resent Vio Johnny, because I gave him, he was like, give me a good episode to listen to and we'll review it. And yeah. I gave him a specific episode that I thought was really good. And I have this documented.
You do?
We recorded a show that I thought was the worst one we had ever done. It was just rambling and stupid. And I didn't direct him toward that. And we had several episodes by that time. He ended up picking that episode at random.
Yeah.
And that's my disclaimer for why our review was lukewarm.
Well, maybe that's he's going to do us all now. He's going to get on the Adam Carolla Classic Show and say, hey, here comes a clip from Joe Neal, who does the Just Because It's podcast, which used to suck a lot, but now sucks a little bit less. And that'd be, oh, nice, dude. He's
well, he ended up listening to more and liking it more, but that was after the review.
Okay,
here's the thing. This last instant message kind of back and forth that I had with him, since I had his attention, I decided to send him a clip, like a YouTube clip, and I sent him the I know I didn't consult with you which one to send, but I sent him the HBO Comedy Hour Joker special.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I thought maybe if he listens to that, because the thing is, if we actually make that guy laugh and get him reinterested in the podcast, it might that might translate into a lot more listeners for
us. More money. Yeah.
No, never money. Actually, I did want to bring that up.
Okay.
I want it to be clear to our listener. All I want is more listeners. I don't ever want to monetize this because then we'll have to follow rules. Right. I never, ever want to do that. Yeah. Never want to follow rules. And look, you're a car wash washer. Yep. I'm a Taco Bell regional manager now.
Ding, ding, ding. We don't
need money. I want pure freedom, but I want more assholes to listen to the show.
Assholes. Well, yes, and we would only ever monetize this if we decided that Wayne's World is the direction we want to go. We want to go into Wayne's World direction, and we want to have Rob Lowe fire us, and then we'll monetize. Until then, not going to happen.
That's fair. Yeah.
Was that your other note, right? Or was there still more notes?
This item says, get fired by Rob Lowe.
Okay, so that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just now realized that his name is Raw Blow.
Yeah.
Like after all these years, Raw Blow.
Well, that's offensive to Mr. Blow. Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. So I got a couple other notes. They're not worth anything. Here's one that just says Camila Cabello. Oh, excuse me, Cabello. You heard of this singer?
No.
See, I hadn't either, but last show I did something, and so I was just on YouTube, going down the YouTube thing, and apparently she's a very popular singer. She's 21 years old, and the music video I watched, there was a lot of it starts off with she's got these big glasses on. She's sitting on a couch. I'll try to make this interesting, and she's watching like a soap opera or something, or some sad movie, and then her grandmother, who's in another room, who's played by a guy with a beard and a mustache and a wig, clicks it off and then denies that he did that because he's trying to get her to like get out of the house and go meet a man and get married. And her sister comes in and they're arguing. And all of it was very, very funny. And the guy who plays the grandma, his lines are really, really good. They're all in Spanish, but they're dubs. You can understand them. And so the whole video, and then she sings. Wow, she's a great singer. And the music was really good, if you like that sort of thing. And then it ended with her, you know, meeting somebody and dancing in the middle of a sidewalk and ruining it for everybody. Because, you know, don't dance a sidewalk. I'm walking here. Anyway, I just want to tell people, this is somebody I was not aware of that apparently the rest of the world is aware of. And so, Joe, you should go Google Camila Cabello because she's talented. And I was like, wow, I'm glad I found that. That's not really funny or anything, but yeah.
Music and comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like it when performers are self-effacing like that. I just really like it when the ones who sing well or they're good looking, they're really good actors, they're rich, whatever, when they get up there and they're willing to make fun of themselves or make themselves look kind of doofy, it just makes me go, yeah, you know what, you're all right. And who knows? I don't know. It could be her producers came up to her and say, hey, there's some jerk off in Seattle, Texas who likes it when people self-efface, so why don't you make this video so we get one more listener? And she's like, fine, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
But, you know, regardless, it's the Lin-Manuel Miranda theory. He said that, you know, you add comedy to anything, just makes it better.
Wow, I didn't know he said that. My respect for him goes up every day.
Oh, well, we talk. You know what? The funny thing about you is we talk about things on the podcast, and I can just bring them up again, and they're fucking brand new to you every time. We did. We talked about that a couple times on the show. Remember, he's a huge. Let me see if I can jog your memory. He's a huge Weird Al fan.
I knew that.
He explained that he would hear the song when he was a kid, the normal song, let's say "Beat It" or something by Michael Jackson. He's like, okay, that's pretty good. Then he would hear the Weird Al song, and he's like, that's even better because it's everything in the first song and it's funny. And it's like. Yeah. Ever since I heard him say that, I'm like, of course, that's so obvious, but I've never like framed it exactly that way. And it's true.
It's true.
And now we have this artist that you're talking about. She just a dash of comedy at the beginning, and it ramped up the entertainment value.
There we go. Yeah. And you know what?
And
to her credit.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, what does he know about entertainment?
What does he know? God, that guy. Hey, can we get him on the show? Anyway, no. Can you imagine what would happen to us if we had him for some random reason? Like, he knows someone who knows someone who's like, yeah, I'll come on your shitty little podcast, whatever. And our listenership would go from 1 to 5 easily. And we would be like, what are we going to do with all these listeners? Anyway, I like him a lot. But the reason why I doubt he would ever be on the show, besides the obvious reasons, is that we're so crude. There's no way we could be like, say, hey, Lin-Manuel Miranda, what would happen if everything in your world turned to dicks? I just don't imagine us having that conversation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and he's a huge fan of Weird Al. Like, he's not going to be a huge fan of the guy that penned Fuck Me Up the Anus.
That's true. Although, what's great about that song is not only do you get the Falco, which is great, but you also get anus, which is also great, right? Because, okay, you're right, add comedy to anything makes it better, or... add anus to anything makes it better. And that's just always
been true. I certainly feel that way.
Absolutely.
Listen to any one of our shows, and you can tell that Jason and I feel that way
about
entertainment.
We approve of anus. Hey, we have 8 minutes left or so. I have one more note, and it's a really lame one. I thought I was going to save it for last, and so that's what I'm going to do. I don't know where this idea came from, but I was watching clips of... the Conan O'Brien show. I think the reason why I was watching them is because, like, last week I went down that YouTube rabbit hole and I ended up watching a video of Kristen Stewart being interviewed on lots of talk shows and how much of a asshole everybody was to her while they're talking. And, you know, she's got a really bad reputation for being, you know, a very flat actress and being, you know, She could care less, you know, has this air of like standoffishness, right? And I was watching these interviews, like, what? That's not her fault. All these people are jerks. Well, Conan was nice to her. I mean, not nice, but he was appropriate, right? He asked real questions about her life, real questions about her, what she's doing. And she answered them. You could see her light up a little bit. And she's in a new Charlie's Angels movie where she plays very off her typical type. So I'm looking forward to that anyway.
Is she one of the angels?
Yeah, she's an angel. Yeah.
So she's going to get like all dolled up and kick ass. And...
She still looks like her. And she's an attractive lady, but she's not going to get dolled up. We're not talking about collagen implants and you know, fancy.
Maybe that's just
hairdos.
How I think of Charlie's Angels.
No,
maybe
I don't think that's inappropriate.
A different angle on it. So.
No, that's appropriate. Clearly, when Charlie's Angels came out, it was supposed to be like, let's flip the script. Let's put hot chicks as kick ass, you know, detectives or whatever. I mean. Mm-hmm. But this version is written and produced and directed by, what's her name? Not Elizabeth Smart. The other Elizabeth. The one who's who graduated summa cum laude from Yale, whatever. Elizabeth, what's her name?
I have no clue who you're talking about. What else did she direct? Come on, give us
No, this is her directorial debut. She was, she was in Elizabeth Banks. There we go, sorry.
Oh, cool, yeah, she's a good actress.
That she is.
Let's face it, super hot.
She is, but she also, like I said, I mean, you're absolutely right, and that's a thing, but she also graduated summa cum laude from some important school. Some school people have heard of. Why am I going to tell you this?
I had a really terrible joke about me coming loudly.
I think that's completely appropriate. What are you talking about? That's a hilarious. Tell the joke.
I just had to throw that out there. Not my spooge, but the joke.
She attended the University of Pennsylvania. and directed High Honors.
Okay.
Who cares?
All right, anyway, so she is directing the new Charlie's Angels.
So she's directing Charlie's Angels. Kristen Stewart's in it. Kristen was on Conan, and I don't know why I got this idea. It's really stupid, but my idea was a talk show with me as the host, and it's more or less exactly the same as Conan, except I always wipe my hand on my jacket or chair or whatever whenever I shake a guest's hand, except for that one time when it's Ariana Grande. That would be it. Like, I would be there, and people would come on, and I would, you know, make snarky jokes, and I, you know, mug to the camera, and all that good stuff, and I would be very, very tall, right, because Conan's very tall, I have red hair, and everything, and then, like, 4 or 5 years into my show, we'd be, Ariana Grande, and she'd come on, and I'd shake her hand, and then, you know, everyone would be like, oh, is he going to wipe his hand again? And then he does it this time. Like, when Kate Middleton was on the show, right, because that's what the Duchess of Cambridge does, she goes on talk shows, I wipe my hand. And when
Everybody, Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah. Gottfried. Ah, double Herman. Wipe. Double wipe. Triple wipe with the Pee-wee. Yeah. But not with Ariana Grande.
No one would catch that. Well, maybe people would. They'd be like, how come he didn't wipe his hand this time?
Yeah, it would be an internet conspiracy. It would be like videos and stuff. They'd zoom in, put a big red circle around it, and like, bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Is Conan a germaphobe? I don't think he is. I don't know why I thought of this. I think it's because he shook somebody's hand, and maybe at that time when I was watching it, my hands were kind of moist, and I'm wiping my hands off while he's shaking people's hands, and that just all clicked together. I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
While you were talking, I was staring at my water heater, and then I shifted my attention back down to my notes, because I only had 2 notes for today, and yeah. I was going back through the archives. Check this note out.
Yeah, okay.
It says, Tim Roth dressed as a bellboy, barfing in response to a dead hooker.
Wow. Is that in a movie? That's in a movie.
Yes,
it is. It's a Quentin Tarantino movie, The Four Rooms.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Wow.
And I know why I must have written it down, because I think it's one of the funniest scenes in any movie ever.
Oh, because the funny movie episode, yeah.
Well, the thing is, he lifts a mattress off of a bed, and there's a dead hooker in there. Mm-hmm. And not only does he barf, but he is, like, cursing and barfing through his teeth in response, like, just in total astonishment. Can you find that clip?
Yeah, I'm going
to
see
if I can.
I would
love to end the show off just listening to Tim Roth as a bellboy.
Barfing. Okay, here we go.
Puking at a dead hooker.
I don't think this is going to be long enough, but I'm going to play it and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Why did it stop? All right.
Was that the sound of him slapping a child, by the way?
I think it was, yeah.
I believe it was him slapping a cigarette out of a child's mouth.
You're right. Uh-oh. Wow.
Maybe it doesn't capture the comedy just to hear it. Anybody that's really listening, go ahead and watch that clip, because it's perfect.
Yeah, watch the whole movie. Was that part of the movie directed by? Because that was that one where they had 4 directors, right? Quentin Tarantino, Rodriguez.
Tarantino did one. And then what's his buddy? He did Sin City. He's great. He did
Rodriguez.
From Dusk Till Dawn. Thank you. Yeah. Rodriguez did that.
I can't remember his first name.
You know, who would have guessed one of the funniest scenes ever was directed by that guy?
Well, I don't know. Did he direct that scene?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
I mean, the whole part. Who
Robert
were the 4?
Rodriguez. Who
were the other directors? Do you remember?
Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez. Then there was the one with Madonna and a bunch of witches having an orgy, and okay. that was just boring.
Was that Alexandra Rockwell?
Doesn't sound boring, does it?
It doesn't, but
Madonna having an orgy with a bunch of witches? It sounds great, but it sucked. I don't know who the director was. And then there was a third or a fourth story, and I can't remember that at all.
Let's see. It says here,
the Tarantino one was great. That's where they were sitting there. I think they had a bet where a dude had to chop his finger off at the end because he lost the bet.
That's right.
Tim Roth had to chop somebody's finger off. It was great.
Madonna was in it, really? Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
So the one with the witches was directed by Allison Anders.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. And the other one was directed by Alexandra Rockwell. It sounds like a woman's name, but it's not. He's a dude. He was born in Boston, so his name is Alexander. He's married to Jennifer Beals. Well, there you go. Well, he was. They're not anymore.
Who is the woman from Flashdance? Okay,
that's right. Yeah, yeah. I think we're good.
Now, if only we would have started the show with a discussion about Flashdance, then we would have come full circle. But there's no circles here. There's just a weird spiral.
We're spiraling out. Well, I think without having listened to the show yet, and probably never listening to the show, I think this AM edition of Just Because was a success.
Yeah.
Especially because no one else in my house is awake yet, and so I can play video games until they do wake up, which is great.
This was a good experiment. The Just Butt Crackin' podcast.
Yeah, Just Butt Crackin'. I think I will call today's show.
Do it again someday.
Absolutely. I will call.
You know, my whole idea was we did an early morning show, I don't know, back in 2017 or something. Mm-hmm. And it was, at the time, it was one of my favorite shows. And I thought, we should do all the shows in the morning. And we haven't done another one until now, like 2 years later.
Ooh, all the shows in the morning.
Okay. I'm not suggesting that we do that. Okay. I know that would be nearly impossible.
It would be nearly impossible. Basically, I can do the show whenever my son is asleep and my wife is asleep and my wife is kicking me out of bed for snoring. So, yeah.
Well, so it's either the butt crack of dawn or the wee hours of the night.
That's right. The wiener hours of the night when everything looks like dangling cocks. That's the wiener hour of the night.
So next show, we're actually going to do
Mexico.
We're recording the next show tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't
post
it, though.
And we're going to have who I call the power couple on.
Yeah.
Gus Powell and Jen Powell.
I just now occurred to me. Powell couple. Powell. Yeah, all right. I like that a lot. That's smart.
Power couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had my guitar in here. I didn't play it a whole lot here. But the reason why I brought my guitar in is because I was practicing a song that I wrote. I wrote a song for Gus.
Oh, you did?
Back in like 2006.
Okay.
And the song is called Gus Sucks Cocks.
Are you going to record it and then play it on the show?
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe practicing it or something, because I had no material for the show, really, except for Tootsie Rolls and shit today.
No, I think you did fine, but yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna just record a rendition of it, and we'll play it for Gus tomorrow, because it'll be his first time on the show, and I wanted to give him a little treat.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. I will...
We are going to talk about animals, though, remember?
Oh, that's right. We're gonna hold Mexico off until it's just the two of us. We can make it if we try. That's terrible singing. Animals. Okay, we're going to talk about animals. Oh, good, because I have an animal story I was going to tell today. I completely forgot. I'll put it in my notes. I'll tell it next week. And it's a good animal story.
You know, I think my wife is going to be on the show tomorrow, too.
Excellent.
Here's how I know. I woke up at the butt crack of dawn. She was already awake, and she was typing. And I said, "What are you typing?" And she goes, "Stuff about animals for the show." And I was like, "That's really sweet." And I was like, hell's she doing up at 4:30 a.m. typing about fucking animals? Is she losing her mind?
She probably is.
So I'm going to go, once we stop recording, I'm going to go and check on the mental and emotional well-being of my wife.
That's great. You know what I like about the both of you? You're both your own whole person, each of you. You are your own dude, and she's her own interest and thing. Like, you stand alone, and that's fine, but you're also into each other's stuff. That's just, I don't know.
But you don't think that we're pathologically, psychologically enmeshed?
Maybe. Who fucking cares? Good night.
Fair enough.
I mean, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm going on mute. You shout something. You got a minute. Go for it.
Tootsie Roll Nightmare! Put your mama in anal sex mode. Down on Jackass Hill Road.
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker. Because this